This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Today, Beis Iyar, Tavshin Pei Dalid, is the 91st Yahrzeit of Mereinu Harav, Rabbeinu Yosef Nechemya, Ben Rabbeinu Akiva Kornitzer, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rabbi Yosef Nechemya, as he is lovingly called, the Rav of Krakow, double great-grandson of the Heilige Chasam Sofer, and Baruch Hashem, we've been zeiche to be mefarsim his Torah, and this is already a number, few years already that Baruch Hashem, we're giving a shir on his Yartzai Leilu Nishmasai, sponsored by his Einiklach, the Frankel family of Lakewood, New Jersey. It should be a schus for their mishpacha, extended mishpacha, schus for Gans Klal Yisrael. I want to go through a tshuva from the tshuvas Rabbeinu Yosef Nechemya, Simen Ayin, last Shabbos. I opened up the tshuvas just to look around. I knew the Yartzeit was coming up, and I saw a few tshuvas that perhaps I wanted to share with the Olam, but I chose one, Simen Ayin in Yoredeya. It's one numbers Yoredeya. It's not Yoredeya, doesn't start from Aleph. The Sefer starts from Aleph, but it's Simen Ayin Yoredeya. And it's to get to this week's Parsha, Parshas Kedoshim. Parshas Kedoshim, we have the mitzvah of Ish Imoy Vaviv Tiro, the mitzvah of Kibud of Oim in Yira. We also have the mitzvah of Hadarta Pnei Zokein, honoring a Talmud Chacham. And as we'll see, Rabbi Yosef Nechemya quotes a Minchas Chinuch in this week's Parsha. Now get to the following Shaila. And the Shaila is, Be'inyon Ksiva Hashem Ovivoy Rabbi, is one allowed to write the name of his father or his Rebbe? At the end, he has a shtickel of Agoda that ties together the beginning and end of Masechet Kedushin. It was the beginning of the Zman in the Yeshiva, as he writes. And we'll see, depending on the timing, if we'll say that piece, at least Bekitzer. I've said it over numerous times, once even in Tal's Yeshiva. Beautiful Geshmaka piece of Jerush for Masechet Kedushin. But let's get to the Tshuva LaHalacha. Are you allowed to write your father or your Rebbe's name? What's the Shaila? And this was written in Salish, Dalet Emar, Tof Reish, Samach Zayin. Tof Reish, Samach Zayin is going to be 1907. So, Aldvar Chaki Rosai, he doesn't say who he's writing to, Sharbesi, it's a relative of his. The Shaila is, we have a concept in certain things, the Ksivo Kedibur Dami. When a person writes, and we'll get to exactly what we're referring to, when a person writes things, sometimes it's like he says things. So therefore, if there is an Isser for someone to call his Rebbe or his father by his name, is one allowed to write his Rebbe or his father's name in a letter? After the title of the person, they write the person's name. So this was the chakira, he writes, this was the question that the shayel asked him. So he says, let's just look at our elders, at our rabbeim, from their tshuvas, and they wrote letters to their rabbeim, and they called them their names, achar hatayar, after they write, Rein of Rabbeinu, Rav Rav Moshe, they wrote the name Moshe. Therefore, there's no problem. And he goes through the sugya, and it's besides a hekif. Now, get to the parsha, he says a very geshmak chiddush at the end. And he says like this: where is the iser to call one's Rebbe by his name? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Amud Aleph, says, what's called an apikairis? There are different manda omrim. Rav Nachman Omar Zakir le Rabbi Bishmai. Now, Pikairis is someone who does not have the proper covet for his Rebbe, and he calls him by his name, Dom Rabbi Yechanan, Mipnei Manen Ash Gechazi. Why was Gechazi punished? Mipnei Shakar le Rabbi Bishmai Shenemar, Vayomer Gechazi, Adoini Hamelech, Zoy Saisha Vezebina, Asher Hechio Elisha. Elisha was his Rebbe. And he said to the king, this is the lady and her child that Elisha resurrected. Pirush Rashi Zal, Sham Bishmai, Sha'imer Ployni Ve'ini Oimer Moiri Rabbi Ployni. Zakt Rashi, what does it mean to call one's Rebbe by his name? It means to refer to him by his name without any titles, without saying Moiri Rabbi Ployni. So he says, Mavur Mizeh, you see clearly in Rashi, that when you say Rebbe before your Rebbe's name, Moiri Rabbi Ployni, you're allowed to say Moiri Rabbi Elisha. Rashi says, Mefurish. The fact that you mention his name is not a problem if the titles are there. So writing in the letter, Moiri Rabbi Reb Moshe, is not a problem. B'chei Mavur B'shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Membeis, Sif Tezvav U'Beroi V'Apoiskim, Shulchan Aruch says, Osir L'tama Likrois Rabbis B'shmoi, Loi B'chayev Loi B'moisai, Zogt Rama, Avo Mutter Loimar, Reb Moiri Ployni, Ke Mashma Mipirish Rashi Perek Chelek. Chasant, that's it. That's the diuk is from that Rashi. Could be from without Rashi, I could have said, you're not allowed to say Rebbe's name. To call Moiri Rabbi. If you say Moiri Rabbi Moshe, it's a problem. Rashi's Mashma, as I Zogt Rama, that it's okay. And that's what the Paiskim say. The Kesef Mishnah, Parakei Milchus Talmud Torah. If you look in the Kesef Mishnah over there, he brings all of this, and then he says, Umikra Misayoi. So the Kesef Mishnah have arrived from a Pasuk, because what did Yeshua say to Moshe Rabbeinu by Eldad and Medad? Adoini Moshe Kiloim. He said, my master Moshe, get rid of them. So it's Mefurish. So the Kesef Mishnah, it's Mefurish that when you say Adoini, you could say Moshe. Vimkain, so Zakhtar Basim Nechemia, Loimi Baya, so for sure according to this Shita, where if you put titles into the name, you can even say his name, Moiri Rabbi Reb Moshe, so for sure you can write it, there's no problem. But the problem is a Shach. The Shach over there in Reish Mem Beis, Sivkotin Chavdalid, Zakhtar Shach, Nira Davka Shaloi Bifanov. Tafka, not in front of your Rebbe, could you say Meir v'Rabbi Moshe? V'chein b'darkei Moshe sh'hoitzi kein m'Rashi, zok t'shach. The Ramah and darkei Moshe, who learned that from Rashi, perecheilek abay Elisha, Elisha was talking to the Melech. He was not talking, I'm sorry, Gechazi was talking to the Melech. He wasn't talking to Elisha. So on that you have a Raya, if he would have said Meiri Elisha, it would have been okay. But to say Meiri v'Rabbi Reb Moshe to your Rebbe's face, zok t'shach is aser. So, Frakt Zokte Rabbi Yosef Nechemia. According to the Shach, that says you're not allowed to say Bevanov. So, if I write a letter to my Rabbi and I write Rabbi Moshe, I'm talking to him. I'm talking to him. It should be a problem according to the Shach. No, also Enk Peda. No problem. Why? Telanias daiti einze inyan klal l'ksiva kedibar. You can't learn the halacha of writing like speaking. The ad kan le'nechleku al paiskim. When do the paiskim argue if ksiva helps like speaking? That's in a place where a person needs a dibur. Le'inyan making a bracha, a shvua, svira saimer b'ksav. Person writes hayoim yoim. Whatever the svira is, shiva asar yoim. Right? Beziyar, Shivasar Yaim. So, if a person says that, if he writes that, I'm sorry, was he Yaitza Sphira Saimer? You look at Shari Tshuva, and you know, Chasphira Saimer, they bring the Shaila down over there. So that's a Shaila, Ayin Barichas Dvarim, and Shev Yaka, even Tshuva's Chavas Yar, Utshuva's Kvayt Zik, Akdusha Zikaini, Rabbi Giveger, Madura Kamachov Talid, Likut Tshuva Sam Soifer Simeon Tess. Why? Because they bring a raya. So since the Torah had to be memayed by Eidos, that writing is not enough. You need mi pi and v'loy mi pi ksavam, shmam enough for other things that need a dibur, a ksiva is okay. V'afal pi kein, pligi harbi paiskim, and still, paiskim argue and say, no, ksiva is not dibur. Ksiva is no better than thinking. Like the Magen Avraham says, by ksiva by Birkas HaTorah, that a person doesn't have to recite Birkas HaTorah to write Torah, because it's like hear her, and hear her there's no brachan. Ach kol ze b'sharin yonim. But that's in halacha, Dr. Beis of Nehemiah, things that you need a dibur. Is ksiva called dibur? But over here, it's not a halacha and dibur. The kpeida is the problem with calling your Rebbe by his name is a covered issue. So af if ksivas kedibur, lechomili, even if you say, like, argue on all the paiskim, those paiskim who argue, I should say, you go like the paiskim who say ksivas kedibur, but over here is different. Since you don't actually say your Rebbe's name, Bedibur, there's no zilzul in the covet of the Rebbe. Writing it is not a zilzul. The zilzul is in the speaking. It's clear, and he says, it doesn't need an arichus. And he says, now, why didn't he say that right away? Why did he go into the lamdas of the sugya? I thought in the beginning, perhaps, he was holding that since you're writing to him and he reads it, it's called Bafanov. But now he's saying, no, it's only even actually doing it Bafanov. So a writing is not a Dibur Bafanov. What you write in front of him, that's not a Zilzil in his covered V'ayin. So now, once he paskins the Shaila, he says, let's look at the Shach. L'chayri says, the Shach Shita Sarachian. L'chayri, the Kasev Mishnah, brought a Raya Sheina Lav Tshuva L'chayra. What was the Kasev Mishnah's Raya? Yeshua said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Adoini Moshe Kaloim. He said, Adoini Moshe Befana. He said to Moshe Rabbeinu, L'chayri Tzirai Sheina Lav Tshuva. V'risi B'min Chaschinuch Parshas Kedoshim. In the end of Mitzvah Reish Nen Zayin, Sha'ama Bazeh, the Mincha Sinuch says, Asker Oid Eze Dover, you're not allowed to call your Rebbe Bishmoy, Ayin the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, Nira, Afilu Shloi Befonov, Afilu Fine, V'rayim Yeshua Shomer Adoini Moshe. But once you say, Adoini Shaper Domi, V'divri Ashach Shekosov De Befonov Asar, Tzarechin, Harei Akesa Mishnah, Hevi Raya Shein Alav Tshuva, Tzarei Shein Alav Tshuva. Continues the Minchas Chinuch. Achli Kasha. I have another Kasha. Reis Nechemia brings this, but I read it from the Minchas Chinuch. In Parshas Matos, by Giulei Midjan, by Yomer Elazar, Elazar was saying the halachas of Hechsher Kalim. He said, this is the thing, Asher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. L'chaira, how did Elazar say Moshe? How did Elazar say Moshe? Uksas Nira, says the Minchas Chinuch, Shahaya Befanav. So Moshe Rabbeinu forgot that halacha. So it sounds like it was Befanav that he said it, and he says, Shartziva Hashem es Moshe. So according to the Shach, it's a problem. It's according to everyone, it's a problem. He didn't say Adoini, and it was Befanav. V'nira d'mikan siyula mashrisu b'sefer ma'avar yabayk. Says the Michas Chinuch, it's a riot to what I saw in the Sefer Ma'avar Yabayk. That if a person is mispalel, lifnei Hashem yisbarach halovi v'al rabbi, if a person is davening for his father or his Rebbe, he does not say Adoini Rabbi or Adoini Avi. Nowadays they put out when there's a Chas V'Shalom, a Chayla, a Gadol, a Chayla, Mareinu V'Rabbeinu. Okay, that's what they want to put. When a person's davening, Zok Demav Yabayk, you don't say that. Why? Because you're davening to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Kineged Hashem Yisbarach Baruch Hu, Ein Likreis L'Shum Adam Adoin. When you're talking to Hashem, you don't say Adoini Mayri Avi Avi or Adoini Rabbi. You don't say Adoin. You're talking to Hashem. Like it says in the Gemara Shabbos Nun Vav, Ur Yachiti was a Mayri B'Malchus. Why was he Mayri B'Malchus? He said in front of David, Adoini Yoyev. Now Yoyev was his master. It was his general. But to say in front of the king, someone else is Adoini, it's a Mayri B'Malchus. Im kein hachanami, so Mamela, Zokta Mavri Yabak. If you dive into the Rabbeinu Shalom, you don't say Adoini Mayri. You don't say that. Im kein hachanami, by Elazar and Parshas Matos, Asher Sivo Hashem es Moshe. If he's saying Hashem in this phrase, he's saying, this is what Hashem commanded Moshe. Once he said Hashem's name, he can't call Moshe Rabbeinu Adoini. Because he said Hashem, he can't call Adoini to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. Ach, it says, Tzarechien, b'sefer Yeshua, k'siv kama pamim shamar Yehoshua, Moshe Hashem, Yeshua said, Moshe Eved Hashem, v'li hizker Adoini. Vein laharach. So he asked the Kasha, the Lechaira, how could Yeshua say Moshe Eved Hashem talking to Klal Yisrael without saying Adoini Moshe? Even Lachar Misa, the Minchas Chinuch says, is a problem. So on that, Rabbi Yosef Nechemya says, if to answer the Minchas Chinas Kasha, that's not your Kasha. Because the Chayri said, Eved Hashem. If he says, Moshe is the Eved Hashem, in Gavus Lifnei HaMokim. What are you going to say? Adoni Moshe Eved Hashem? You're saying he's the servant of Hashem. You're saying that Moshe Rabbeinu's godless was he was machni himself to the Rabbeinu Shalom. You don't give him the term of an adoin of a master. It doesn't pass. It's stiridik. Achman nasa that in other psukim says Rabbi Yosef Nechemya Yeshua Yudalid Amar Kalei VeYashva Moshe BaYemahu. Moshe Kalev over there numerous times mentioned Moshe Rabbeinu without any tayar of kavod, and he didn't say Shem Hashem there either. So it's not the Maver Yabik's answer. Kalev was not Talmidei Moshe Atma. It's a wonder of a tzarach here. For Aisi leKvoid Zikni Bach Sam Sofer. Ktusha Zikni, I'm sorry. He says, I see that my Zayda the Chsam Sefer in Parsha Shlach and the Pasuk Vayikra Moshe Leishua Bin Nun Yeshua, he brings the Chazal that Yeshua died without any Bonim Zacharim because he called his Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu Bishmoi because he said Adoni Moshe Keloim. Mizem Muchach, like the Shach, that even Bafanov, if you say Adoni Moshe, there's a kpeda. So Dr. Yosef Nechemya, avo ba'anyu lo zachisi leida, ayye mokum bina. Ve'hei chamru chazal kein. He says, I don't know where this chazal is. And my zayda zachroina levrocha shekol shari tera psuchim levonav lehera mokum. He didn't say where it is. He says, there is a gemara in Erev in Samach Gimel that says that anyone who paskins in front of his Rebbe, kol moysev mila kami de rabbi ozul l'shol b'loi vlad. Shanem, rachman al-tzlan, shanem ravayan yeshua adayni moysha kloim. And in Divrei Yomim it says, Nun b'noi, Yeshua b'noi. Sounds like he didn't have any children. But the Gemara, Megillah, Taisa Megillah, Taisa says that he didn't have any male children, but he had female children. But you see, Beferish, that the Gemara in Erevin is referring because he paskined in front of Moshe. It wasn't because he said, Adoini Moshe. That wasn't the problem. It was the problem, Kloim. He was telling him a psak. But not that he called him Adoini Moshe. So, he's not sure what to do with this. And he says, Umiyitein v'emtze makar divrei k'dushas keni zatzal v'tzarechien. Halavai should find a makar for the Chassam Sofer who's saying the reason was because he said Adoni Moshe and it would be a rai like the Shach. Now Rabbi Yosef Nechemya says a geshmak echidish. V'lulei demistafina hava amino. Demi Moshe Rabbeinu lo v'shalom in rai akla. Because remember, we have problems. Forget Adoni Moshe. What about all these cases? Caliph said Moshe. He didn't say Adoni. Zokter, you cannot bring Zokter Yosef Nechemya. You cannot bring a raya from Moshe Rabbeinu at all. V'al derech shekosav atesis yishonim b'yumim pei zayin. He brings a raya. Atesis yishonim pei zayin amar aleph. The Gemara says over there that Rav was going, famous story with Rav going to the butcher on Erev Yom Kippur to get him to ask him mechila. And Rav Huna met him, and he said, what are you doing? He told him, he said, Ozel Abba lemikto gavra. Abba is going to kill a person. Because he knew that the butcher was not going to give in. And because of that, the kitrug will be so great that here, Rav is coming and offering you that you should ask Mechila, and you don't. Terrible thing. Now, Frecht, the Tais Yishanim, what's going on over here? L'chaira, Rav's name was Abba. And Rav Huna was his Talmud. You have to forgive me, I didn't bring the Gemara Yuma, but it's kedai to see it inside. Just get the Gemara over here. If it was a... here, Rosh Hashanah Yom HaSukkah. It's kedai to hear the Lashon of the Tais Yishanim, Pezayin Amid Aleph. Where did the Tais Yishanim here? Zok to Tais Yishanim. Tema l'Rebbe, the Pirish ha'aruch, according to the aruch, she'pirish ki Rava Yishmai Abba, the Rav's name was really Abba, ki damrin on man reish sidja b'vavel, who's the head of reish sidja b'vavel, Abba Aricha, the tall Abba, u'b'nei b'vavel, why did they call him Rabbi b'nei k'vaydai? Like Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was called Rebbe, So really, Rav's name was Abba. He was called Rav as a chashev term. So l'chayra, Shmuel, who was Rav's friend, called him Abba many places. But Rav Huna l'chayra was Talmidei Gomer. How did he call him Bishmai? How did he say Azal Abba the Mikdal Gavra? Because he called him Rabbi Bishmai. If Rav's name was Abba, how did Rav Huna say Abba's going to kill someone? Zakta Tayyiz Yishanim, Bishleimar, Deshemoya Abba Derech Kovoid. He wasn't calling him Abba mitzad his name. The name Abba is also a derech kovod, kimoi, Ovi Ovi Rechav Yisrael. When he was calling him Abba, Avada, that's his name. But the term Abba has a connotation as Ovi Ovi Rechav Yisrael, the God of Adar. So even though everyone else called him Rav, he called him Abba, which is a term of kovod. So Taishanim Segemari Dekachidish. When his name is a name of kovod also, it's no problem. So Zokt. Zakt Rabbi Yosef Nechema, Rabbi Yosef Nechemia, Veishli Yistayim Mizeh. You see from here that when the mashmois of a person's name is also Gamkein, Tayar Kavoid, so then you could call him by his name. Zakt Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal tell us he had seven names, Tuvia, Avigdor, Yikasil, a bunch of different names. So the Emet Sarach Lahavin, Lama Ozvi Yisrael Kalashemas Halalu, who gave him the name Moshe? Bas Parai. So why do we use the name Moshe and not all of his Jewish names, his Yiddish names? Tovia, Avigdor, Yikasil, beautiful names. Tovia, not Tovia. Tovia. Why did we give him Bas Parai's name and not the name Shenosnu Lo Yavosov? Ukvarama Bozeh Bachsam Sefer. If you looked in Teres Moshe, he says, in Parshas Vayikra, there's a drasha l'zaynaz, there's a few of them there, but one of them, he goes into why this, he asked this question, and he talks about Moshe, the name of Moshe, shows the tchunas hanefesh, and the godless of Moshe, ayin sham dvarim niflaim. If I remember, I didn't go through the whole thing, but basically he says the name is really mem hey ma, Moshe Rabbeinu was an anav. There's a shin in the middle, and he explains how the shin fits in, but basically the name of Moshe is the tchunas hanefesh. Ayin sham dvarim niflaim. Then he writes in brackets, Rabbi Yosef Nechemia, V'chad Avitalia, when I was a young child, Shamati, that the reason he was called Moshe is because Shemoshe es Yisrael mimei hazeidonim. He drew out Kla Yisrael from those evil waters, V'yitzia mimitzrayim. V'hainu, that when the Pasuk says, V'atikra shmoi Moshe v'atoymer ki min amayim ishisiyu, he says, really, Bas Parai called him Moshe because she saw in the Tztagnus, in the astrology, that he's going to be Moshe in Yisrael. And she said, he's the one who's going to pull Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. So therefore, she called him this name. If she was only calling him Moshe because she drew him out of the water, so that means he was the object. He was drawn out of the water. She should have called him Moshui, the one who was drawn out. But really, she was saying Moshe, he's someone who draws out. He's going to draw Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. But she didn't want to be Mefarsim, the Dover, Vatoymar, and she said, you know why? The grammar's not good? Okay, the grammar's not good, V'nochanu. Look at the Sipurna. The Sipurna says this, Kamat Mefurish. Sipurna over there, off in her. But that's right, it's in brackets. So again, he's giving another reason why Moshe Rabbeinu had a specific, we reuse his name for a specific reason, Moshe, not his other names. Nimsa, Sheshem Moshe hu Moira Cheshivusei v'gadlusei. The name Moshe shows, it shows us the godless of Moshe, the Cheshivus of Moshe. Whether it's the Chassam Sefer's way of Tchunas Nafshei, whether it's what he heard when he was young, that this is Moshe Rabbeinu's job. So therefore, v'havi k'moshem Abba l'rav hanal. It's the same as the name of Abba, like the Tayyis Yishanim said. Even though his name was Abba, but Abba also is Meira Chashivas, you could say it as is. Moshe was his name, but since it's Meira, special Chashivas, V'haraya, that's the only name we use. Therefore, by Moshe Rabbeinu, there's never a problem of using his name Bechal. No problem. Lefi any shita, whether it's according to the shitas that hold that you, if you say Adoni, it's okay. You see, Kalev didn't say Adoni, and even Lefi the Shach who says you have to say, even if you say Adoni Moshe Marenu Rabenu Rabbeinu, you still can't say it befanav. I Yeshua said Adoni Moshe Kloim, like the Minchas Chinuch said, it's a Raya Sheinel of Tshuva. It's a Raya Sheinel of Tshuva. So Dr. Beis and Chaim, you have a Tshuva. Moshe Rabenu is different. Very geschmack a shtickle from Beis of Nechemia. That's how he says Pshad here, why he can't bring a raya from Moshe Rabbeinu. I just want to quickly say the end of the tshuva, where he talks about the Gemara and Kedushin. And he says a very geschmack a shtickle. And he says, Agav, I'm going to tell you, what I said, what Mashallah Bedaiti, Bascholos Mesech the Kedushin, in Bnei HaYeshiva, again, this was Tav Reish, Samach Zayin, in the Droshus of Rabbi Yosef Nechemia, Droshus Rabbi Nechemia, page Tav Lamed Vav, in Siyum of Mishnah, Yeshas and Mesechtas, by Siyum Mesech the Kedushin, Matze Shabbos Kedush Mini, Arli Yom Chavtahov, Tav Reish Pei Aleph, in Tzaylish, Bmeis HaMedrash, I don't know what Duz Ritzer, I'm not sure if that stands for something, that's his name. I don't know, someone could enlighten me. But he has a longer, he says it more by Arichas over there, very geschmack. But I just, the Rayon is a beautiful Rayon, I've said it over many times. And then he says like this, the Mishnah Masechta Kedushin, we'll get a Kedushin here again, sorry for not being so prepared. The Mishnah Masechta Kedushin starts off, Ha'isha Niknes B'Shalash Rachim. Okay. Ha'isha Niknes. Ha'isha Niknes B'Shalash Rachim. Taitis wants to know why it says here a hey, other places it doesn't say hey. He says sometimes yes, sometimes not. Okay. That's the first letter in Masechta Kedushin. When you go to the last letter in the Mishnayos, let's talk about the Mishnayos first. The last letter in the Mishnayos is last Mishnah, Masechta Kedushin. Matzinu Shas Avram Vinus Kol Atara Kula Shalei Ninna Shemar Eka V'Shesham Avram B'Kaili V'Yishma Mishmarti Mitzvayisach U'Kaisai V'Soyroi Soy. So it ends off with a Yud. We start with a Hey and end up with a Yud. And Bamas, it's a little schwer, that last Mishnah in Kedushin. Why exactly does it bring down this whole thing with Avram Avinu being Mekayim Kol Atara Kula? The Gemara, the Mishnah over there is talking about the milos of Torah. Torah keeps a person, is Mishamra a person, gives him achris v'tikva b'ziknusai, b'narusai ma'omer, v'kayv Hashem l'chukayah, v'gizkenusai ma'omer, oy genuvim b'seva. Okay, that's all the milos of Torah. Then the Gemara says, V'cheinu oimer, Avram Avinu, V'Avram Zokin, V'Hashem Berechus Avram Akol, Matzinu, Shavram Osavrim, V'Vinus Kol HaTorah Kula. This whole thing with Avram Avinu, what is necessary? Why is it necessary to say? And then we end off with Sayre Say. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. When you start the Gemara, the first Gemara, Masechta Kedushim, Zok the Gemara, Ho'isha Niknis, Maishnacha, the Tanish Niknis, Maishasim, Tanish Mekadesh. Why over there does it say the woman is acquired? And over there it says, the man is Mekadesh. Why here do we talk about the woman, the object, so to speak, and over there we talk about the subject. But those first two words, Ha'isha Niknes, are extra. L'chayra, this, you have Gemaras all the time that just start off, Maishna. The Mishnah just said Ha'isha Niknes. Why did Ravina Ravashi, like, you know, when you're in the middle of a Gemara, you have a two dots, and the head quotes the Mishnah, because you're starting a new thing. But this is the first Gemara. Why start with Ha'isha Niknes? Kasha number two. Kasha number three. When you learn the last Gemara in Masechta Kedushin, the Gemara brings a brisa. Tanya Rabbi Noi Aimer. Rabbi Noi says, I'm going to leave all Umnish of Torah, Sheba Olam, and only teach my son Torah. And it says, why? Because when he gets old, it's going to take care of him. What does it say when he's young? Kayv Hashem Lechu V'Kayach. Bizkenus Aimer, Oy Genuvim B'Seva, D'Shein V'Rananim Yiyu. Now, L'chaira, this is a copy from the Mishnah. Not only is it a copy from the Mishnah, Rav Noiroi in this price is not adding anything. If anything, it's Pum Fakert. He's saying less than the Mishnah. Usually, when you have a Gemara, the Mishnah says something short, and you have a Brisa that the Gemara brings that talks about it more at length. Over here, you have a Mishnah which talked about it more at length, brought the whole Avram Avinu here, and the Gemara ends off with a Brisa that says less. What exactly, why do we bring the brice here? What's it necessary for? This is kasha number, where are we holding? Four. Three, four. I remember we're holding. So basically, Rebbe Yisrael Nechemya says, Amar de Gazach. Rebbe Yisrael Nechemya says that Ravina and Ravashi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, they wanted to make sure that a person understands. It says it's a little different in each place. You can look it up and see it, but this is the Ikar Rayon and it's very Gishmak. That when it comes to Kiddushin, when it comes to a Jewish marriage, when it comes to Klal Yisrael, it's about Kedusha, this expansion, Kedushim to you, Klal Yisrael, should be Kedushim. Rav Yisrael Nechemya and Chumash says, Kedushim to you, you will be Kedushim. At times you'll be forced to be Kedushim. If you don't want to do it on your own, Hashem's going to make it happen. One way or the next, we're going to be elevated and different. It's Kedusha. You're coming to a Masech to Kedushim and Afarshtein, that's Kedusha. Ish v'isha, Shechina Shriya Beinayim. When a person is married, Zachu, Shechina Shriya Beinayim. Why? Because there's a yud in the ish, and there's a hay in the isha, the yud in the hay. That's the ish v'isha. So zok there, the first letter in Masechta Kedushin is a hay. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, or isha niknes. Rabbeinu HaKadosh ended off the Masechta. He brought a Mishnah, he wrote the Mishnah, but Avraham Avinu Mekayim is called Terakula, which Lav Dafka has any shaykhis to what we're talking about, in order to end off with a pasuk that says, Mitzvah Chukesai, V'soyroi Soy, to end off with a Yud. To show you, you're coming to Masechta Kedushin, recognize, Ho'isha has a hay in it, Ho'isha, and there's a Yud at the end, the Yud in the hay, that's the Shechino Shruya Beinayim, of the Ish V'isha Zochu, it has to be Kedusha, it has to be with the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Ravina and Ravashi came along and they said, you need more than that. Medaf Habin the Torah as well. And Yisrael Nechemya proves this. Gadlu LaHashem Iti. I have to see, what does he say it over here? Over here in the Tshuva, he says it in Bekitzer. And his Lashon is, I'm not finding it over here. Maybe it's over here. Maybe it's in the Drasha when he says it. Gadlu LaHashem Iti Uneroimim Moshmo Yachtov. His Lashon is that you have to have the full name of Hashem. Gadlu LaHashem Iti Uneroimim Moshmo Yiskadav Yiskadash Shmei Rabbah. What's that Shmei Rabbah? That's the Gadlu LaHashem Iti. He says, in Torah, you have the letters of Vav and a Hay. It's not enough to have the Yud and the Hay of Ish V'isha Zachu. You have to add in the Vav and the Hay of Torah. That's what brings the Shem of Hashem b'miluai. That's what makes Yisgadol v'Yisgadash Shmei Rabbah. That brings the Shleimos. That brings the Siyata d'Shmaya. So Ravina and Ravashi, when they came along and they saw Rabbeinu HaKadosh was merames, that Kedushin starts with a hey and ends with a yud, to be merames to the Maimar of Ish V'isha, the yud and the hey, Zachu Shechina Shruya Beinayim, they wanted to throw in another aspect, so to speak. And they said, don't forget about injecting the Torah into the marriage. When you inject the Torah, you have the full shame of Hashem. How did they do that? So Ravina and Ravashi started the Masechta and the Gemara, Ho'isha Niknis, totally extra. We just said Ho'isha Niknis. They wanted to start with the hay. And then when they came to the end of the Masechta, they said, we're going to bring a brisa that says less than the Mishnah, ends earlier in the Mishnah, which is usually the opposite. But what are we going to end with? With a vav. So they added in the vav and the hay, which is found in the word Torah, to add it to the yud and the hay of Rabbeinu HaKadosh and the Mishnayis, to get the yud, the hay, the vav and the hay, yud ke vav ke, to show that's the shleimus from beginning to end. That's the shleimus. You look in the drashas, he has an arichas about it. Very, very geschmack. I've said this over, the Olam has a lot of hana. Number one, the kashas are maridika kashas, pashim shah kashas. And the teretz that he's saying is a beautiful, beautiful teretz in what a person's supposed to view. Kedoshim tiyu. Kedoshim tiyu. Marriage is a physical thing. The world at large, it's disposable. It's not even, you don't even have to have marriage anymore. What's the point? Who needs the commitment? Adarabah. by Torah. We take the physical kedushim tia. We turn it all into kedusha. We take what could be chas v'shalom. It has the ability. Anything holy has the ability to be on the opposite, to be degraded and to be disgusting. And you see that in the world. But that gives us the potential and the opportunity to bring kedusha. Kedusha of a marriage, kedusha of a bayis, mesechta kedushin. Rabbeinu HaKadosh taught us starts with the ends with the yud, and Ravina Ravashi added another hey and another vav to say yud ke vav ke to show what we could do with our homes, what we could do with our marriages, what we could do with our lives is kedushim tiyu. This tshuva of Rabbi Yosef Nechemia, the beginning, a halachic piece, very geshmak, amar de kachidish in the name Moshe, and this last knetch over here with the Gemara Masechta Kedushin is a very geshmaka piece. Should be le'ilui nishmasai, should be a megan, a melitz taka for Klal Yisrael. He lived through Snifter 1933. Things were brewing already. He saw things were coming. He should be a melitz for Klal Yisrael that the Rabbi Nisham should say, Yoimer litzari seinu dai, and Bez Hashem we should be zoicha to the coming of Mashiach. Imheira v'yameinu amein v'yamein. Kol tov, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.